We're doing the Chazon Ish Emunah u'Bitachon. We had begun the second chapter, and the Chazon Ish had said that the word bitachon is often misinterpreted. People think bitachon means having faith that the good outcome will happen. And the Chazon Ish that says that is not so. We don't have any promise as to what outcome will happen. Whenever we're faced with an uncertain future, and we hope for a good outcome, that is all we have. We have our hope. If you have a prophet, then you can have bitachon that you will get the good outcome. If you do not have a prophet, then there is no connection between the word bitachon and the desired outcome. So then what does the word bitachon mean? And the Chazon Ish began and said, "Aval inyan ha-bitachon hu ha-imun shen mikre ba-olam." The concept of bitachon is that emunah that there is no coincidence in the world. V'chol ha-nasa tachat ha-shemesh, ha-kol ba-achraza mi-ito yitbarach. This is where we paused yesterday. Anything that happens under the sun is because God declared it to be so. U'v'yot pu'ulat emunah al orkei ha-chayim, and being that emunah acts on the arteries of life, he bichlal midot bnei Adam. It is one of man's traits. Uchashem shemidat ha'anava umidat ha'rachamim chayitze ben min amidot. En lehem mimikrei tzurat ha'geshem. Shetzurat ha'geshem kshura b'ketzev uv'mida. And just as when we speak about mercy, when we speak about humility, when we speak about all the traits of man, we're not talking about something physical. Things that are physical can be measured. And we're talking about traits. They cannot be measured. This is ways of behavior. Physical things, when they change their physical attributes, then they are no longer that physical thing. And when you have an earthenware pot and it breaks, what you have are shards. You no longer have a pot. אבל מידות בני אדם מתחלפות למדרגות נעלות זו מזו, but when it comes to human traits, it's not that way. It's not all or nothing. It's not that if you're missing, then you don't have it. When it comes to the traits of humanity, there are levels. When you have a pot, it's either a pot or it's not a pot. It's either whole or broken. When you have a trait, so then traits are not about 100%. We strive for the 100%. Just this line in the Chazon Ish is critical. Just this line, if we only learned this tonight, guys, it was worth coming here tonight just for this line. Because so often we look at ourselves and we say, oh, I'm not religious. Oh, I'm not kind. Oh, I'm not good. Wait, none of us are kind or good or religious. We are all partially. It's not an all or nothing. We're not black or white. We're all some percentage this, some percentage that. Sometimes there's more of us which is kind. Sometimes there's less of us which is kind. Sometimes we do an act and we do it 60% for the sake of heaven. Sometimes we do it 10% for the sake of heaven. How many times does a person do religious things in front of other people and he's doing it because he wants the applaud. He wants people to say, think he's a nice guy. So now what'll he say? I'm a hypocrite. No, you're not. You're not all for the sake of heaven. You might be 3% for the sake of heaven in that act. But in other things, you might be 90% for the sake of heaven. We fluctuate, says the Chazon Ish, this phenomenal concept. He says, in the physical world, we have exact definitions, and once you veer off that, you've changed the item. It is no longer a pot, it's shards. In the spiritual world, when we speak about our traits, so then there are levels. There's room for flexibility. We're all a work in progress. When you talk about a straight person, he has a certain element of humility, a certain element of compassion. He's not 100%, but he's still a good person. He's got to work to make it more. Not all humans are equal. Different people have different traits. So emunah falls into this category. Just like we don't expect two people to have the same amount of compassion or humility, so too we don't expect the two people to have the same amount of emunah. You have people on a higher level, on a lower level. וקטני המנה גם כן בכלל מאמינים. And people who are what the Talmud calls קטני המנה, they have minimal amounts of אמונה, they're also מאמינים. They're also believers. They're also part of Am Yisrael. כיוון שאינם בכלל הכופרים מאמינים. They're not apostates. They're not denying Judaism. They just don't have that level of אמונה. You know, our sages say Noach was קטני המנה. God gives Noach a prophecy, there's going to be a flood. Noach spends 120 years building the ark. 120 years, guys, you understand? That means if you go back to the time, who lived 120 years ago? Who lived in 1900? You're talking about the time of the Chafetz Chaim. You're talking about the time of Rav Chaim Oizer, Rav Kook Zatzal. You're talking about the 120 years ago. Okay, so that's the amount of time from then until now that he's been building the ark. More than our lifetime, right? And then comes that day. He's been building for this day. And Hashem says, get into the ark, Noach. And Noach stands there at the entrance. And only as it starts raining does he walk into the ark. Because on the one hand, he was building it for 120 years. But on the other hand, our sages say this line, Af Noach miktanei amanaya. Noah, too, wasn't the greatest believer. Only as the waters forced him into the ark did he go in and close the door. So obviously that needs work. You don't spend a lifetime worth of years, 120 years, for something you don't believe in. If he didn't believe it, then why was he building the ark? And he saw all the animals miraculously enter the ark. So obviously you can't read that as simplistically as I just presented it. But nonetheless, we do find that our sages use this term, k'tanei amana. People have minimal belief. אבל אמונתם חלושה. People have a weak אמונה, ואין פעולת אמונה שולטת עליהם. And אמונה is not in control of their actions. רק נגד עבירות היותר מפורסמות, ואשר כל הציבור נזרים בהן. Their אמונה acts with regards to the more grave transgressions. Things that everyone's careful about them. So yeah, everyone knows I shouldn't steal. So if I'm debating whether I should or I shouldn't, okay, God's watching, there I have emunah. But then you have people who have stronger emunah, upulata yoter nikeret, and then the emunah, you can tell on the person, you can tell the way he behaves. Look at how he davens. Look at how he says, aleinu l'shabeach. We all know what aleinu looks like. Half the mouth is out the door, half the body's out the door, and the mind's already down at breakfast, lunch, or supper. Okay, so the emunah affects the way a person behaves. וכן ההתחלפות למעלות מדרגות פשוטה על קהל הצדיקים החיים באמונתם בכללותם, אבל נבדלים בפרטיותיהם, זה למעלה מזה וזה למעלה מזה. And even though in a general way, we say tzadikim have a general emunah, but nonetheless, there are different levels within the tzadikim of emunah. We shouldn't assume that a person's emunah is a constant in their life. We're still going to discuss that within life, so there are days like this and days like that, and eras like this and eras like that, moments like this and moments like that. All of this we will discuss as we go on. What we learned today. We learned about bitachon, being the emunah that there's no coincidence. We learned about emunah being a trait just like humility and mercy. And when it comes to traits, it's not all or nothing. There are ups and downs and different levels. And a person is considered merciful, compassionate, even though he is not the most merciful person in the world. He is somewhat merciful. And then the Chazon Ish is building up to the punchline. וכאשר האדם נפגש במקרה אשר לפי הנוהג בעולם צפויה עליו סכנה בדרכי הטבע לפחוד מטבעות העולם, and when man faces a situation which ordinarily there's a danger, and the way nature would have it, he should really be concerned because he recognizes the danger that stands before him. וכשאת רוחו ירפא ומלזכור שאין המקרה אדוני לנו. And his difficult spirit at that moment weakens him from remembering that there is no coincidence and that life doesn't control us. ושאין מצור להשם מלהושיעו, אין השם קצב מרני מנת. ולהכן מסבבים שיחליפו את כל המסובבים. Hashem could cause causality throughout. So Hashem isn't limited at any given moment. When a person is standing and he's very scared about what the outcome is going to be, at that moment, it's very hard for him to think Hashem can make anything happen right now. You know, there was one of the people in the shul 2 weeks ago in Hernof that the terrorist tried to shoot him numerous times and his gun misfired. It kept getting caught. He couldn't pull out a bullet. So you look at that and you say, a second before, the guy sees the terrorist pointing the gun at him. At that moment, what does he think? I'm a goner. Yeah, that's the natural thought. Says the Chazon Ish, at the moments when a person is in danger, so then he's gripped with fear. And at that moment, it's difficult to remember that Hashem controls everything, including that moment. And Hashem can make anything happen. And at that difficult hour, it's so hard to contain himself and instill within himself that recognition that no coincidence overrides Hashem, and he controls everything, and he can make anything happen, good or better. And the root of one's emunah should really quell his fears. And that should give him the courage to believe that it is still possible that he will be saved. And that there's no reason in front of Hashem why things should turn out bad more than they should turn out good. Hashem controls which way it's going to go. That's what bitachon is, says the Chazon Ish. Bitachon is the recognition, even in the face of dire circumstance, even in the face of great fear, the recognition that Hashem can make anything happen at any given moment, that's bitachon. Now we start understanding why it's so difficult. The first chapter spoke about emunah, that the connection with the idea that Hashem created the world. This chapter speaks about bitachon, the idea that Hashem is relevant in the world now. Not only relevant, he is the only relevant factor in the world now. And it's very hard to think that way. That's bitachon. When faced with a difficult circumstance, that a person can still have emunah, and a person doesn't have to be so scared of what's facing him, and what will give him the strength, the courage, to believe that the facts can change, that's bitachon. We'll finish the chapter. Umimidat ha-bitachon, part of the trait of bitachon, is la'amid atzmon nekudat emunah, af be'alotu al machshavto tzad ha-yisurim. It's forcing himself to connect to the emunah, that Hashem is the force behind the world, even when one's mind is more focused on the fear of the pain that can come. And to arouse one's heart that we are not given into the hands of coincidence. There is no coincidence. Hakol mito itbarach. He, blessed be he controls everything. And as Lulianus and Papus said, and this is where we'll have to pick up next time, because I'd rather give the whole full story of who were Lulianus and Papus, and what their conversation with the Romans was, and that'll take another 5-10 minutes, so we'll leave that for the next class. We'll pick up here, Bezachim, next time.